The way I see it, you and me got one thing to talk about, and that's what you are willing to do for me.
You should reward me accordingly.
Which bothers some men. The word itself makes some men uncomfortable.
I volunteer as tribute!
Stick with me and we'll claw our way to the top!
Well, there's a first time for everything.
Many things to talk about with Rafer Guzman. It's movie time on this Friday. Rafer Guzman is a film critic for Newsday and The Takeaway. Captain Underpants, the first epic movie. I'm kind of surprised this is the first. It seems like it's taken a while for them to start this franchise. Virtually everything else has started from children's books. Some thoughts and a clip we'll have.
Yeah. It's been 20 years since the first Captain Underpants movie came out. George and Harold, the two fourth grade kids who draw Captain Underpants comics and then hypnotize their principal, Mr. Krupp, into becoming their favorite superhero, Captain Underpants with wedgie power.
You're trapped in some sort of invisible box-like prison. What's that? I can't hear you. But I see your tears.
Is it okay that I'm kind of loving this?
Yes and no, but mostly yes.
Fear not. I will set you free.
Ow!
What is wrong with you? Oh, that's better. I can hear you now.
The longest wedgie scene in the history of cinema.
That's Captain Underpants encountering his first mime.
Is totally animated or partially animated?
Totally animated. Great voice cast. Ed Helms plays Captain Underpants there. Kevin Hart and also Thomas Middleditch play the two kids. You know, my kids are fans of these books. They've got them all. And I think this movie does a really good job of capturing that sort of gonzo, crazy spirit that the books have. I also think what's nice about it is it kind of deepens the friendship between the two boys. And that's something that's only hinted at in the books. And it works well here for a movie. And I was actually really pleased with this. I think kids are really going to enjoy this movie.
And there's the happy thought that Ed Helms' young child, I believe, knows what he does for a living. Must know Captain Underpants.
I guess that's right.
Doesn't know the Hangover movies.
Probably not. What could be a better gift than to become Captain Underpants?
The blockbuster this summer is expected to be Wonder Woman. The cast, Chris Pine is familiar. What about the others?
Well, Gal Gadot, Israeli actress who plays Wonder Woman. This is her big debut. It's her starring role in her standalone movie, Wonder Woman. First real big-budget summer tentpole superhero movie with a woman at the center. Also the first to be directed by a woman, Patty Jenkins.
Unfortunately, I have another matter to attend to. What are you?
You will soon find out.
You are still no match for me.
We'll see about that.
The question is, how does Wonder Woman in the movies distinguish herself from Superman, other superheroes, to be to emphasize the woman rather than the wonder?
Well, I mean, I think that's one of the great interesting things about this film is the fact that it flips all these stereotypes on their heads without ever making too big a deal about it. You know, you remember Wonder Woman came from an all-female island of Amazon warriors. Mm-hmm. And so you see that typical scene that we've seen so many times before where the young boy wants to join the soldiers and train in battle and swing his sword around. This time it's a woman. And this time all the generals are women. Robin Wright plays one of the generals in this movie. And so you see this young girl get to play that role. She wants to join the action, be a warrior, be brave, and get in the fray. The film doesn't make a big deal about that, but it works so beautifully. And everything in this film, I think, works that way. It's a first that doesn't in some ways make a big deal about being a first, if you know what I mean.
Chris Pine holds a tambourine and plays a backup singer?
Yeah, he's the Art Garfunkel of the film. No,
he's
not. He's actually really great. He's playing an American soldier who crash lands near Wonder Woman's island, and the two of them go off to fight World War I. You know, she was originally created in the comic books to be a World War II heroine, but here it's World War I, which I think actually works really well.
Romantic connection?
Very romantic, funny. To me, I think a real crowd pleaser. I think the big question will be, will young boys want to go see this movie? That's going to be what drives this movie, I think.
Wonder Woman and Captain Underpants, two positives for the weekend. Have a great weekend, Rafer Guzman.
Thanks, John. You too.
Rafer Guzman, film critic for Newsday.